We'd like to welcome you to Argus's Global LPG Conversations. I am Amy Strahan, editor of Argus's NGL Americas Report, and with me is Yulia Golub, our senior reporter in Calgary. We've all been monitoring U.S. propane inventories this past winter heating season, but we want to take a moment to see how the U.S. supply overhang is impacting our neighbors to the north. As all of you know, the U.S. is a major importer of excess supplies of propane and butane from Western Canada. But as U.S. production continues to grow, I wanted to check and see how this is impacting trade flows in Canada. Yulia?
Briefly, the increase in supplies in the U.S. means producers in Western Canada can't ship quite as much propane south as they used to. Last year, we saw rail shipments to the U.S. decline by about 5%, following a warmer than normal winter, which resulted in less heating demand and long propane market in the U.S. But Canada so far is managing to keep propane supplies balanced, mostly through exports outside of the U.S., which rose by 18% last year. Those exports include shipments to Asia via AltaGas and Pembina's export terminals on the West Coast. Canadian producers expect propane demand in Asia to stay strong, especially with new PDH units in China coming online, and it will continue to support increased exports out of the West Coast. Both terminal operators are considering further expansions to accommodate this demand, and work on AltaGas's reef export project is already underway.
Thank you so much for that. In terms of production, here in the U.S., we're counting on additional demand for natural gas, largely via exports of LNG, to continue bolster drilling in the Permian Basin and keep associated liquids production growing. What is the outlook for production in Western Canada? Are they seeing the same trends?
2023 was supposed to see additional growth in production, mostly from gas drilling, as you mentioned. But unfortunately, that didn't quite happen. Propane output in Alberta increased by only 2% in 2023, and in British Columbia, even less, by 1%. This was because producers faced severe headwinds from wildfires in Western Canada in the summer of 2023, which shut some gas processing plants for several weeks.
Wow. So what sort of impact did the slowdown in production have on Western Canadian prices in the latter half of 2023?
So far, we're seeing wider differentials for this contract year, which just started in April, with buyers paying Conway less 19 to 25 cents per gallon, which is lower than in 2022-2023 contract year. This weakness is again due to increasing U.S. production that is leading a decline in exports south.
I know it's several months away right now, but what sort of challenges does the Western Canadian market see ahead for the heating season this year?
So far, producers are mainly worried about seeing a repeat of some of the problems they experienced in 2023, namely summer wildfires. Alberta is currently in a stage 4 out of 5 in its water shortage management response plan, and dry conditions are expected also this summer, following a warmer than normal winter and less snowfall. Drier weather may result in more wildfires and eventually some production shut-ins. In the near term, both buyers and sellers are keeping a close eye on labor negotiations at Canadian railways. A rail strike could take place as soon as end of May, and while there are no major concerns right now, producers fear propane shipments might slow down this summer if that moves ahead, although most suppliers already have contingency plans in place for potential supply chain impacts.
There's a lot of moving parts there. Is there any consensus yet on whether demand might be a little stronger this winter, especially since last winter was unusually mild?
Unfortunately, we don't see any significant change in domestic propane demand in Canada in the near future. But there are a few new projects underway which would add to demand in the upcoming years. I mentioned AltaGas plans to reach a final investment decision on its Ridley Island Energy Export Facility project, known as REEF, by the end of Q2 2024. It's a joint venture with Dutch storage operator Vopak. Once built, that export terminal is expected to have 55,000 barrels a day of LPG export capacity. Also, Pembina might consider an expansion of its propane export terminal in BC, but nothing has been announced yet. For the next couple of years, not much additional demand is expected, taking into account that both AltaGas and Pembina's terminals are already operating at capacity.
So I guess that means, at least for the short term, both the US and Canada are stuck in a situation where they have to manage a supply overhang for the foreseeable future. Both countries are relying on demand from Asia to keep balances in check.
Yes, at least for the time being.
It's a lot to think about. Yulia, thank you again so much for spending time with me to delve a little deeper into these trends. That's been our latest episode of Global LPG Conversations here at Argus. We look forward to hearing from you and hope you can join us on our next issue.